Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim, and I've got a great show for you today with a couple of our sponsors. And, of course, I always want to invite you to our business mixer. We are almost full again. And, of course, I am excited to have you be there. And all you have to do is text us mixer on your on our phone and at 805-419-0008. And of course, I'm so glad that you are here. I want to remind you to download our show, download our podcast, and of course, share us with everyone. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We love to start our show with something uplifting. And today's is, happiness is not by chance, it's by choice. And so we hope that you are tuning in and starting your day in a positive way. I do want to also give out a gift certificate and, of course, to one of our sponsors, Manhattan of Camarillo. We're going to be talking with them today. And of course, we are going to also be talking with one of our sponsors, Nurse Mary Jo Lest. She is a seasoned healthcare professional. Unwavering dedication lies in parting health education. And this lady has so much magical, I don't even want to say it's magical, it's just black and white. And it's all about really living your best life and improving your health naturally. And I am really excited to bring her on.
A nurse, Mary Jo, I feel like you are a doctor, right? How long have you been a nurse?
Almost 30 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, you could almost have done that. But your dad's a doctor, right? So it's all family. So anyways, I am really excited because we are going to talk about our gut. And so many people, you know, we talk about this. You are what you eat. And it really is truly, you know, if you're eating sugar, you're doing yourself a disjustice. And I know that it is addicting. I always like have that little craving. So I'm excited to hear some of the things that you're going to tell us. And of course, let's welcome I want to call you Dr. Nurse Mary Jo Lest.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you were on last month, and I'm hoping that you're going to come on a lot because there's so many parts of our body that, you know, that you can help us with.
Well, my first introduction in caring for patients was under hospice care 30 years ago. So I started a hospice business. I was doing care for the terminally ill, and it was a very spiritual journey. You know, hospice at the end, really, you know, the medical portion of it isn't as important as the spiritual part of it. And I loved it. And it was a great journey. Then we started getting to home health and doing caregiving and case management. And I was realizing that, you know, really what we're doing is we're just managing illness. We are not curing anything. We're not reversing anything. We're managing illnesses. And people are just getting sicker and sicker, getting more and more medications. And we're really not curing and solving the problem. And until I fell into learning about this Feel Great system that can actually help to reverse insulin resistance and help your gut. And today I really wanted to focus on gut health because it is our second brain. A lot of people don't really understand how important it is. A lot of times when we are not feeling well, when we're sad or we're stressed or we're upset, we tend to overeat or go for the ice cream or the sweets like you just talked about because you get that dopamine rush in your brain immediately and you feel better. You're like, okay, I feel good now. And then you get the crash again. So then you have to eat more.
Only for a little while. Yeah.
Only for a little while. And that's the same thing with medications. I was just talking about all the different over-the-counter medications we have for our gut issues, for constipation, diarrhea, GERD, acid stomach, acid reflux. You have the Tums and the Metamucil and the Mucinex. And the, I mean, we have so many different Miralax, this, that try to say, here, let's help you with this issue that's hurting you right now. But we have to go back and go, well, what am I doing that is causing this problem? Because covering up with medications, covering it up with these chemical over-the-counter drugs is not getting to the root cause of the problem. And one of the biggest things I want to talk about today is fasting. Because when you fast, you give your intestines a break. You give your stomach a break, your liver a break, and your intestines a break. And it actually starts to heal. The body knows how to heal itself. And I tell you, if you fast, it'll probably cure any of these symptoms I talked about. Constipation, diarrhea, acid stomach, GERD, any of these issues that you have with your stomach, if you give it a break, enough of a break. So I'm talking fasting 14, 16, 18 hours. Some people fast for 24 hours. I think that's a little strong, and some people mentally can do it. If you're desperate enough to heal your body, you will do whatever it takes. But baby steps, I feel, are really important and easy to do. You can fast starting very easily just with 12 hours from 8 p.m. at night till 8 a.m. in the morning. And it's, you're sleeping most of those hours anyway.
That's the only time I would be sleeping. If I, when I'm like having one of those where I'm like hungry, I'm like, why am I keep hungry? I'm like ate something and didn't even do anything. I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep because I don't want to eat myself to death, you know? So yeah.
Exactly. And a good tip too, a lot of times we're thirsty. So I always tell somebody, reach out for a glass of water or even club soda. Yeah. With salt in it, because sometimes we are missing our electrolytes. We are dehydrating. And that is part of where your brain starts to go, hey, you got to give me something. I'm lacking. And sometimes we don't know what we're lacking, and we go for the sweets and we go for the, you know, the cravings. Mm-hmm. And that only keeps you up longer, which then, like, if you're snacking at 10 o'clock at night, then you're going to be up till after midnight, which also is very hard for the gut, because the circadian rhythm of your body, you absolutely should be in bed by 11 or 12 midnight. I always told my kids, nothing good happens after midnight.
There you go. I love it.
It doesn't. You shouldn't be up. You should be sleeping, or at least laying down flat for 8 hours and, you know, giving your body a rest and giving your gut a rest so that it can do, it can heal what's wrong. And a lot of times we may not know what's wrong. I tell a lot of my clients, let's talk about your medications. A lot of times it's the medications that are causing the constipation, diarrhea, acid stomach, stomach aches, all of these gut problems. Gastroparesis is a huge, huge problem in this country right now, because there are so many drugs out there that people are taking that are causing gastroparesis. Gastroparesis means that it is stalling how you digest your food. It really just stops the process. And it is so dangerous, and it is so bad for us. That causes nausea. It causes dizziness. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm nauseated, I'm dizzy. And that's probably because the hormones are trying to kick in to say, hey, what can we do? Because there's a problem here. Our gut is stalled. When your gut stalls, you cannot digest food. It's all going to store somewhere, and your body goes into this, hey, something is terribly wrong. And so I'm here to really talk about trying to do fasting and fiber, adding fiber in your foods. So if you can fast, if you can push the breakfast plate over as long as you can. So you wake up, say, that by 8 o'clock, you're like, okay, normally by 8 o'clock, I have something to eat. If you can push that over to just 10 o'clock. And yes, it's not easy. It can be difficult for some people. Have a tea. I always encourage tea instead of coffee, because tea does not increase your cortisol. It does not increase, you know, other hormones that kind of make you crazy. Tea really is a calming effect, and also has, some of them have a little bit of caffeine. It's not as strong, and it can push you over to that 10 o'clock morning instead of 8 o'clock.
Got it. And of course, Nurse Mary Jo, when you're talking about tea, are you talking about green tea? I mean,
any tea. So I love yerba mate tea. That's my favorite, because yerba mate tea has chlorogenic acid. It has, and I drink a very concentrated type of yerba mate tea that I highly recommend, but it can be any tea that you like. If some people like black tea, green tea, chamomile tea. I mean, there's so many teas. I sometimes have a variety of tea sometimes because I want to have something different.
And these are,
or something warm. Correct. And there's even this, yes, there's some tea that it tastes like coffee. It's called Ticino, and it tastes like coffee. Oh. And it's no caffeine, no acid. It has probiotics. It's crazy. And that's how I got myself off of coffee, because I started drinking coffee when my son was born, and he's 26 years old. So for 20 something years, I was drinking coffee, and it is hard. A lot of people go, oh no, coffee is my treat. I have to have my coffee in the morning. And I always ask the question, do you really like coffee? Do you put a lot of cream and sugar in it? Because if you do, that means you really don't like coffee. Because if you really like coffee, you would drink it black.
That's a great
And then
question.
If you drink coffee black, it is. And dark coffee's
I'm
fine.
I'm a green queen right there. So you're absolutely right.
And listen, I was too for years and years and years until I started going, I have to detox my body. I am causing harm. And unfortunately, when you do have that creamer in the morning, it does stop the fasting process. So if you have your cup of coffee at 8 o'clock with the creamer, you stop the fasting process, because it immediately starts to go, oh, I've got protein, I got sugar, I've got a digestion process to do now. So fasting stops. So the healing stops. And that's why I really try to talk to people, let the healing continue. You can drink the coffee, it just has to be black. You can have tea, just don't put any sugar in it. Don't put, you know, if you have to have cream with it, make sure it's half and half, because at least your body's still thinking, okay, I got fat. Fat feeds the brain. It still keeps the healing fasting process going. So it also at night, if you really crave something at night, I'm like, stay away from sugar. Go for the protein and the fats. Have a tablespoon of olive oil or a little bit of coconut oil. It'll give you satiety, and it'll make you feel like, okay, I've got something, some good calories that your brain and your body can use to do the fasting work, the healing work that your body really needs.
Wow. You mentioned a little bit about hormones and as our body starts changing and our hormones start talking to us. What do we do with that? I mean, so many people are so confused and uneducated. And I know this probably is maybe another show, but how does that affect our gut?
It's huge. It's huge. So when your gut is not well, your hormones are not going to be functioning well either, because it is, the body is really all inclusive. It does one affects the other, affects the other. It is not like, oh, I'm taking this medication for my gut and that's it. No, it is going to affect your liver. It's going to affect your heart. It's going to affect your hormones. And our hormones are very important in our body, and insulin and, you know, estrogen, progesterone. And when we're going through menopause, that means that some hormones are decreasing, but others might be increasing to try to balance out, because your body's constantly trying to balance. It is constantly trying to heal itself and make itself function as correctly as possible. I mean, look at smokers. We know people that smoke, and you're like, oh, you're not dead yet. It's like, okay, so the body is doing a balanced game.
Incredible.
It really is. And so when we're going through menopause, our body's trying to balance, and it pulls other hormones up. Maybe testosterone goes up. That's why we get angry, or we are, you know, frustrated very easily, or we have anxiety all of a sudden that we never had before. It's like, oh, what's that? You know, so there are so many hormones that will come into play to try to help you, to balance you out. But if your gut is not balanced, if your gut is not healthy, the hormones can't pull and can't function, because hormones function just like the brain. It functions off of fat. Fat is key for hormone balance. And people keep going, oh, I don't want to eat fat because I have heart disease, or I don't want to have fat because I don't want to get fat. But we actually need good fats. Animal fats and fats from olive oil, coconut oil, and avocado oil are huge to hormonal health and to gut health. If you ever have a stomach ache, I would tell people, instead of going for the Tums, have a tablespoon of olive oil, have a tablespoon of avocado oil. If you don't like those, try coconut oil. That will coat your stomach immediately. Wow. Immediately.
That's incredible.
So don't go for the Tums that are full of chemicals and other things that will stop your gut, because it causes gastroparesis. The fats don't. They actually feed the gut. They feed the villi. They give it nourishment to go, oh, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm gonna fix this problem. I'm gonna help you with this. Yeah. And so it will heal you. So, you know, gut health is important for hormones. And gut health is important for the rest of your whole body, your liver, that's your filter. Okay. That is also very important. If your liver is clogged, if your liver is full of fat, it can't function. It won't filter anything. And all of that will just go back into the bloodstream that causes high sugar, which is then now you're a diabetic. Now they're prescribing you other medications that are also going to give you a slew of problems. The horrible thing about medications with diabetes is they make people hungry. And then people are like, I can't diet. I've tried. And it's like, I want to cry for them because I understand. Yeah. You're going to be hungry. But does the doctor tell you that? No. The doctor just says, well, just keep trying to eat, you know, healthy foods.
Right. And, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And good luck to you, because I just gave you a medication that's going to make you hungrier. They didn't say any of that. Because if they told people that, people would go like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I don't want to take that medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Maybe I don't want to take that medicine just yet. Can I try just by myself to figure out how can I try to learn how to fast? Learn how to stop eating so many carbs, get into a low carb diet, learn how to heal my body naturally with oils, with protein, with good, healthy, whole foods, get off of the processed foods, stop eating, you know, packaged foods that are bad for me. And eventually, hopefully, you can get off medications. That's the other thing that the doctors don't tell these people that become diabetic. They're like, oh, you're going to be on heart medication for the rest of your life, because if not, you're going to die of a stroke. They say that's the same thing for diabetics. But what they don't tell people with heart disease is the medication is going to give you diabetes. Then they're going to get you on diabetic medication. And then you're just going to be stuck on all these medications.
Like a big, because they do. Yeah, it's like a big snowball rolling down the hill, right? So how, it is. Okay, so let's just talk about that briefly. If people are on medications already, how do you know, how would you even know to get off of it or if it's safe? Because, you know, there's medications that the doctor would say to you, whatever you do, don't forget this medication. That's scary.
Absolutely. And you want to work with your doctor on this. This Feel Great system is on the PDR. It's on the physician desk reference, so they can look it up or look at the ingredients. It's just a supplement. It's just a food. It's not medication. It's not some, you know, voodoo thing. It's just a food. It's a tea and a fiber. It doesn't have anything that is going to affect your medications. But how people can try to get off their medication is by fasting, healing your body, making your body do the things that it needs to do. Lower its cholesterol. That's probably why people get put on medications, is because their cholesterol is high, and lower their sugar. Fiber does both of those things. So when people have high cholesterol or high sugar, they don't have enough fiber in their diet, period. And that's easy. That's easy, easy peasy. We just need to increase the amount of fiber. Well, that's really hard to do when you're eating, when you're just having your normal meals. It's hard to eat, you know, 10 salads at a sitting. And not only just, you have to have different kinds of salad, the kale, the arugula, the the romaine, I mean, it's like, who does that? Right. You know, and I love salads. Believe me, I'm the salad queen, but I can't even eat the amount of fiber in a sitting that would be required to help heal my body and heal my gut. That's why I take a supplement. It's just like what people say, like, I take a vitamin C because I'm not going to probably eat enough vitamin C in my diet today. And if I don't, I just pee it out if I don't need it. And if my body needs it, it just takes it. It's perfect. Right. So fiber is the same thing. If you have extra fiber supplement, your body will use it. It'll clean out your gut. It'll help heal your gut. It gives you, if you have fiber, it feeds the microbiome, which is the prebiotics, probiotics. Let's talk a little bit about that. People spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on prebiotics and probiotics because the doctors are like, oh yeah, that's good for your gut. Well, sure, it's good for your gut, but it's not going to do anything unless you have fiber, because prebiotics and probiotics don't work unless there's fiber in your gut. So if you don't have fiber, you just feed it and they're going to die. They just die. They just die in there because there's no fiber. That's what feeds them. And so again, if you eat enough fiber, you don't need any extra prebiotics, probiotics, and the good bacteria will win over the bad bacteria because now it's being fed correctly. It's being fed fiber, which is what it needs. It's like, you know, when you feed a horse, if you don't give it hay and you try to say, here, have some carrots or have something else, it's going to get sick. And right. Horses are very delicate with their gut. So they need a lot of fiber. And this is where I really come in with, hey, this fiber supplement is great because it doesn't add your sugar levels. Because if you try to have fiber on your own, like I talked about salads, but a lot of people think of fiber with grain. Grains have a lot of sugar. They have a lot of inflammatory properties that inflame your gut, like oatmeal. People don't realize that oatmeal first thing in the morning, that's highly inflammatory to your gut. Wow. Yes, it has some fiber, but not enough to do the job that it really needs to do when you already inflamed the gut. Now it can't even function to take that fiber in. So it really is counterintuitive to do that.
My question to you is, of course, we're talking about the product that you are talking about. Is it a pill? Is it a tea? I know the one.
It's very easy. It's just two supplements. It's a fiber. It's a powder. Okay. It's a powder you put in water for the tea and a powder you put in water for the fiber. Two powders, two times a day or three times a day, depending on how you're feeling. Some people drink the tea also in the afternoon because after their lunch, they still feel hungry. So they have the tea. It just prolongs the fasting, because I always encourage fasting between meals as well. So the tea also prolongs the fasting between the meals. And then you have the fiber right before dinner. So easy. Two products, very easy to do. And it's in powder form. It's very inexpensive. It's $5 a day. For this, you spend more on a cup of coffee if you go to Starbucks, or on breakfast. If you have breakfast, you can't buy breakfast for $5 a day. Right. And I'm encouraging you with this tea and this fiber supplement, you will skip breakfast, have a nice big lunch, and a nice dinner.
There you go.
And that's it. And it'll really heal your gut.
And now, I know this is another topic, but can you take this with collagen, or can you talk to us about that?
I know I have, you know, a lot of people talk about collagen. The unfortunate thing about collagen is that your body has to produce it on its own. And so when you try to take the supplements, it really doesn't work. It's very difficult. I know there's a lot of collagen supplements out there, but it really is difficult to add. And this is why fasting will also increase the natural collagen in your body on its own. I mean, look at me, I'm 58 and people are like, what have you been doing? You look younger this year than you did 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's part of the age, fasting.
Right? There you go. I love it. And what about bone density?
Oh my gosh. So that's another thing that I talk a lot about, is a lot of people worry about, oh my gosh, I have to take calcium supplements because my doctor said my calcium is low. Nope. You need salt. Salt is going to increase the calcium in your bones. And when we're fasting, we do lose a lot of salt. So you have to have electrolytes or add salt in your diet when you're having your salads or your meat, add salt. Salt is huge for your health and your gut, because salt also has potassium, calcium, magnesium. Salt has so many minerals, especially like the Himalayan salt, but even regular salt has iodine for our thyroid. It has so many minerals that we need. But the doctors with heart disease have been telling us, oh no, you have high blood pressure. You need to stay away from salt.
That's
but that's not the cure. That's not the cure. That's not going to cure. That's going to actually, because you're staying away from salt, it is going to make your bones more brittle. Then you're going to have to be on some other medication for that. Then, you know, you're going to have to be so careful. You're not going to want to exercise or do anything exciting because you're going to be afraid you're going to break a bone. And so then people stop exercising or they stop being active.
Yeah. So you're saying definitely eat your salt. Yeah.
Definitely eat your salt, eat your fat, you know, change your diet to low carbs. That's going to get rid of the sugar and it's going to help lower your cholesterol. Once you're doing that, your doctor will see your numbers. And I want to remind everyone, if your cholesterol is under 200, you should not be on medications. You should not be on statins or any medications if your total cholesterol is under 200. If your triglycerides, which are the dangerous lipids, is higher than 80, that's when they start recommending. My triglycerides were 189. And the doctor's like, hey, what's happening here? Like, your labs are perfect, but your triglycerides are really going up. And it shocked me because I'm like, well, I'm not doing anything different. And triglycerides are very dangerous because they do start clogging your heart, clogging your arteries. It's very bad for you. And that's when I started doing the fasting. And I learned about this Feel Great system because I knew fasting would heal me anyway, but it was very hard for me. Right. I was one of those people that couldn't do it. I mean, I just didn't have that kind of will. And I'm a nurse. Right. And I know about health. And I know, you know, but I just was like, I can't do it. I'm too hungry. And when I started drinking this tea, this yerba mate tea, it really started to extend my fast. And I did the baby steps that everybody recommends, starting with 12 hours, moving to 14 hours. Now I do 16, 18 hours, no problem. No problem. And I've been doing it for over a year. Wow. And it really helps keep me in good shape. I don't have a belly. I'm almost 60 years old and I feel fitter than I did when I was 40. That's and amazing. My muscle tone is with me. My muscles are toned. I do like to walk a lot. I try to do weights here and there just because it's good to have muscle. But I highly recommend the fasting and the fiber. It for health, it is the two biggest things that we can do. And you can do this free. You don't have to buy the system. It's harder, but you can do it. You know. So I encourage people that have that strong will to encourage them to do the fasting and have just two meals a day instead of three or six or however many.
Right.
If you snack, you are stopping your fast. So when people go, oh, I like to have a snack between, you know, my lunch and my dinner, like at 3 o'clock. Well, you're going to stop that fasting. The insulin spike will go up. That means sugar is in your blood already. And what we're trying to do is make the sugar come down completely. Have the body heal, give your body time to digest, time to do what it needs to do, then have your dinner. If you keep interrupting your body by having snacks and people go, oh, but it's just four almonds. I'm like, it doesn't matter if it's four chips. Right. You're stopping the process and you don't want to do that.
Very interesting. Nurse Mary Jo, thank you so much. So many amazing tips. And how can our listeners find you? How can they find your product? And of course, you know,
it's super easy. You just go on my website, nursemaryjo.com.
There you
Nurse Mary Jo, MaryJo.com. Right. So easy. And the product is there. You just go into the order button to learn more. You don't, just because you press the order now doesn't mean you have to buy it. I always encourage people, press the order button just to learn about the product. And it has on there, learn more. And it tells you all about it, how it can heal your gut, how it can heal you, how it can help you fast and give you that mood, that enhanced mood. And it's a fantastic, and they call it the feel great system because you actually feel great.
I love it.
You want to feel good and heal your body? This is the key.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us for our next conversation.
Thank you, Kim.
Such good stuff. I guarantee you need to really, if you missed any part of it, download our podcast, but reach out to Nurse Mary Jo so that you can live a healthy life. Thank you so much, Nurse Mary Jo. And also, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest is another sponsor that has been with us for a long time. We thank them so much. And we're talking about Manhattan of Camarillo. We've got Tom Petrucci and, of course, Chef Alfonso Bentoncard. And they're going to be talking about what's happening at Manhattan. And, of course, for the holidays. And let's welcome them on. And if you haven't already made your reservations for parties or reservations for family or just a nice night out and listening to music, definitely give Manhattan a call. And, of course, you can go to manhattanofcamarillo.com. Tom, Alfonso, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How's everything going there?
Oh, we couldn't be happier here at the Manhattan. We've got a lot of stuff going on. It's an exciting time of year for us. We've got some exciting things that we'd love to talk about.
I love it. And of course, as we're getting into the holidays, right? Of course, we're at the end of September, going into October. What do you guys got going on for the rest of the year?
We do an annual Oktoberfest. This is our eighth year doing an Oktoberfest, and that is starting on this Saturday, the 21st of September. So Chef Alfonso puts together some awesome German cuisine, some German fare, and we pair that with four Oktoberfest-style beers on tap. So we bring in Hofbräu. Yeah, we bring in the Hofbräu Authentic from Munich on draft. We got the local favorite immigrant. They do.
And
River Brewery.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And we have Alfonso on with us, don't we?
Yep, we do. I'm right here.
Oh, cool.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? What are some of the specials that you put together for us, for the restaurant? Of course, for me, look at me. I'm like, I love coming in there and trying all the good stuff.
Well, thank you. So last year I wanted to try something different than some of the normal items that we normally put on there. And it kind of went into this year, and I did a little research on what is German street food. And sometimes when we think German food, we just think of either it's a brat or just some other older traditional dishes. So this time, for Oktoberfest, I wanted to do it a little different. I wanted to bring a little bit of the old, but also a little bit of the new. And one of the hottest things out there for street food in Germany right now for Oktoberfest is called currywurst. And Manhattan is doing, we're going to do our own style of currywurst, which is technically it's a chopped up German brat simmered in a tomato curry sauce that's topped over battered beer fries and cheese curds. And
oh,
so
it's my
kind
gosh,
of, it's kind
it
of
sounds like,
a,
like amazing.
Yeah, so it's kind of a play on, like, poutine, but poutine's French and French-Canadian, I should say. But this is the German version of that. And so we kind of brought that to the Manhattan, and it's delicious. It's really delicious.
Ooh.
And we also have our pretzels, our Bavarian pretzels. That's always a winner. They were so great that we put them on our menu permanently.
Love pretzels. So yes, that's cool. And you have like a beer cheese with it or something?
Absolutely. We're using one of our Oktoberfest beers to infuse into the cheese. And yeah, that's one of those classic favorites. Also have a pork schnitzel, a very traditional, thinly pounded out pork loin. Breaded and sautéed, served with lemon butter and braised cabbage and a warm German potato salad. I don't know how you feel about warm potato salad, but it's delicious.
Ooh, I've never had that. I got to try it. Okay, cool.
And now let me ask you, first of all, I love that you're pairing it with some great beers, and I want to talk about the beer garden. Tom, can you share that with us?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we really have the two restaurants under one roof, and so we kind of branded the our enclosed patio as the Madison Beer Garden, and developed a whole different menu. We call that our happy hour menu. It's also available inside, but the beer garden is a little more casual. There's TVs out there. You can watch, you know, watch the game. So our Oktoberfest will be served during that happy hour period out on the beer garden. And Thursdays, every Thursday we do trivia out there as well. So starting at 7 o'clock. So we utilize that space very, very much. And, you know, it opens up. It's just kind of a different vibe out there, a little more casual than the more formal setting inside.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, every time I've been there, it's slammed. I love it. And, of course, we are getting into the holidays, and you guys have that beautiful room. And talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, this is so we have a fully private wine room, we call it, and it seats up to 40 guests, and we do a lot of private parties in there, a lot of corporate events. And then during the holidays, it's pretty much booked every day. Now, there are some dates still available, but I would get a phone call into myself and try and get that booked because the dates do go fast. We also do events out on the beer garden as well. We do a buffet out there. But yeah, it's, you know, I would if you're thinking about planning an event for either family or your business, Manhattan really is the place to be. It's just a beautiful room.
I love it. And I really want to talk about the music, because some of my favorite music is there. So if you could talk about that.
Yeah, we're doing music Wednesday through Sunday. And then on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, we pump it up a little bit. Typically a three-piece band will come in, danceable music. We wanted to incorporate that into the experience on the inside, taking us back to a supper club feel, and where the music is really part of the experience. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sundays is more relaxed. Instrumental music, either piano or guitar, on those days. Yeah, it's just a refreshing night out. If you want to dance, we had a little dance floor. A lot of people come up and dance and just, you know, blow off some steam
there
for
you
the
go.
Weekend.
And of course, you have the tour, right? That's usually on Friday night. Or like once a month. I don't know what your schedule is again, but oh my gosh, you get slammed in there, correct?
For tour support?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're a fan favorite. Yeah, two guys, Kurt and Bob. They're tour experienced musicians, and they're very, very good, and they really bring a lot of energy and just some good old fashioned classic rock and roll.
I love it. I love it. And Alfonso, talk to us about some of the favorite things that everybody comes there for. One, my husband and I, your chicken piccata. But like, what are some of the favorite things that, you know, Manhattan is known for?
Well, we have, you know, we have a little variety, like Tom was saying, now with the menu outside and menu inside. But we do have, the menu has changed a little bit over the years, but we've always kept those dishes that have been staples here. For instance, like the Barramundi, that comes with a sauteed spinach, our house mashed potatoes, and it's, you know, it's cooked in our balsamic sauce that we make. And that's always been a traditional dish here. Also, like a pasta dish that we have here, the Provençal, it's more like a shrimp scampi over linguine. And those are some of the signature dishes that people really love, like next to the chicken parmesan, down through the lasagna. But now we have a couple of new ones on the menu, like the miso salmon has been very, very popular. Miso salmon, it comes with cured cauliflower, sauteed spinach and mashed potatoes in a pineapple miso sauce, which is really delicious. And we have a new favorite right now. It's braised short ribs. We're doing it's a root beer. We braise it with root beer.
Root beer? So
yeah, it's a root beer braised short rib, and people are getting really excited over that.
Sounds amazing. I do want to also say, first of all, you guys made me hungry, and I hope it's made all of our listeners hungry, because I want to say definitely make reservations. And, of course, that is manhattanofcamarillo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, with all the new and exciting things, November is a busy month, Kim, for us. We have a comedy night coming up in November 14th. We have a Frank Sinatra tribute band, which has been in here, a 9-piece band with Michael Falcone singing all Sinatra songs. That's on the 21st. And then, Kim, believe it or not, we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary with a wine dinner.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Yes. Okay, I want to be there for that for sure. I love it. And also, something new that I want to make sure we tell our listeners, that you are open on Sundays. I mean, that's been, so talk to us about that so our listeners can be there on a Sunday.
Sure, you know, coming out of COVID, we kind of shortened our hours and we didn't open on Sundays, but the demand was there. And our guests really wanted their Manhattan on Sundays. So we listened to them. We opened up on Sundays, 3 o'clock, for our full menu, inside and outside. And now we're with Sunday Night Football, we've thrown some specials together, $4 Coors Light drafts, $5 house craft beers, that giant pretzel that is on our menu. We're doing beer battered cheese fries, fried pickles, fried mozzarella. All these are $10.
Ooh, fried pickles. Yum, yum, yum. Okay. All right. Well, you guys are just killing it. And I love the restaurant. I love that you could be casual in the beer garden. And then you can have your own private party. And yet you could come in and have a really nice dinner, a celebration, a family celebration, or a private date. And also, if you're not feeling it, you can order food to go, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we streamlined our online food ordering, and you just go on our website and put in your order, some general information, and we'll have it ready for pickup within about 20 minutes.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to say thank you so much for trusting the Kim Pagano Show to get your message out there. You guys are one of my favorite restaurants, and I love it because it's just a family. It's a great place to hang, great people there, and great entertainment. So, Alfonso, you do a great job in the kitchen, so thank you for all your creation. And,
Thank you.
You do an incredible job. So, again, one more time, give out your website so our listeners can book dinner reservations.
Sure, absolutely. It's the manhattanofcamarillo.com. Go to that website, sign up for our newsletter. All the events that are coming up, all the information that you need to know will be on that newsletter. And I send about 2, maybe 3 a month. It's not overwhelming, but go to our website, become a VIP, and that will sign you up for our newsletter.
There you go. And do you still have a special on Wednesday nights or anything?
We sure do.
Okay.
Three-course dinner starting at $25. Best deal in town.
Anywhere, and it's really good stuff. So, all right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business, and I appreciate your time, both of you.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Okay. Take care. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
All right, good stuff. And also, I forgot to actually mention this. We mentioned it in the very beginning. I'd love to give a gift certificate for you to be able to dine at Manhattan of Camarillo. So if you are listening right now, just call us at 805-419-0008 and put Manhattan in there, and one of our team members will get back with you. And, of course, if you don't win, I suggest you go and check out their dinners, their Wednesday night specials, or their happy hour, or just check out their trivia. Any of those will bring some joy to your life. All right. Our next guest is Matt Blachosh. He has been on our show before. He is a star from HGTV and, of course, Homeowner Education. We're going to actually learn a little bit more about how to build a sustainable home. Matt, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hey, how's you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us here again on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And talk to us a little bit about what's going on and, of course, all the great things that you do, of course, on homeowner education, how to build a sustainable home, right? And, of course, joining us for our listeners that are just starting their day in a positive way, we've got HGTV star Matt Blachosh with us. So welcome.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you. So talk to us, especially in a time where, we got some fires going on, we got some earthquakes going on, and we need to make sure that our houses are all in shape, right?
Oh, yes. I've been through all of them now, you know, coming from California. Now I live in Kansas City, so I've done the earthquakes, I've done the tornadoes, and I'm in South Carolina right now. We're actually at a custom, built home with PERC, you know, Propane Education Resource Council. We just had 16 inches of rain right in North Carolina.
I just saw that. You know what? My husband and I are actually in our motor home, and we just went through Kansas. We were at the Chiefs game, and so much fun. And we were headed up towards you, and then we were like, just the other day, we were looking on the news going, God, we didn't go that way. I mean, you know, it's beautiful out there, though. I love it. One of my favorite places.
It is. Yeah. And the home that we're in, the reason that we're doing this is because it's all the major appliances are powered by propane. We have a 1,000-gallon propane tank buried right, by the house. And it powers everything from the tankless hot water heaters, the range, outdoor fireplaces, barbecue, as well as the pool and backup generator, which is so important. So, you know, it's just a great example of just the flexibility, the versatility of propane. And it's just not for your barbecue. I mean, it creates independence. We couldn't have really built here if it wasn't for propane. And it's a very ecological sensitive area. So propane, it's safe, non-toxic. So there's so many great, elements about it. And I tell you, this home, it's not only stunning to look at, but it feels great on the inside and it functions perfectly with propane.
I love it. And now, I mean, so it's not like, you know, they can turn your lights off, right? They can't, you have control of your home, which is so nice.
It is. Yeah. And you know, you want to stay in control. And that's a really good point, is that, you know, we talk about these natural disasters that are happening. So you have to control as much as you possibly can your family safety. Backup generators. I put a propane powered backup generator in my house, not only because, you know, my power source is right there. I have all my fuel right there, but also gas. It only has a shelf life of maybe 6 months to 8 months. It gums up the mechanics, so there's a lot of maintenance that's involved. So it's a clean fuel that's perfect for a backup generator. And, you know, again, that energy independence, it's right here. You have a propane professional, you know, delivering your propane. You're not going to run out. And so there's so many great elements. It's just up to me, it's up to the contractors, and that's what PERC is doing, is that making sure that the public understands of how great a resource this can be.
I love that, Matt. You know, we have a generator at our house too, because so many times they turned off our electric, and we were like, wait a minute, not only at this time of our life that we have to be advocates of our health, but we have to be advocates of our home and our family and keeping all of our stuff. So I love that you are putting that out there. So can you tell my listeners, one, where can they find this and find more information? And of course, we got to tune into your show, and you got lots of stuff happening, so I love it.
Absolutely, yeah. I love sharing all my experiences, you know, with you and people that are excited about building or building their home. And you can also visit, for all of the propane resources, visit propane.com/for-my-home, and it will show you all of the possibilities of what you can do to power your home sustainable. And also, you know, it's going to reduce the carbon footprint because it's clean. It's 52% releases 52% fewer greenhouse gases than the electrical grid. So there's so many benefits. So definitely check it out and get some information. You'll be happy.
I love it. I love it. I always love sharing really good things with our listeners. And of course, you know, I mean, we have to change with the times and make sure that we're doing what we can do to help our, you know, our surroundings and our families. So I love that. Matt, always a pleasure to talk with you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business.
Thank you.
All right. Remember to get your name in for our gift certificate. And, of course, that number is 805-419-0008. Download our podcast, and that, of course, is the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. And character is actually power. What kind of character are you sharing with everyone? With that, I'm Kim, and have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy.